Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofty.
Last summer, the United States Supreme Court handed Hobby Lobby and Conestoga Wood Products a victory in their quest to be free from the contraceptive mandates in Obamacare. That victory may be short-lived, however, if members of the Georgia legislature get their way, and the results may have ramifications for us right here in Montana. Get a pencil ready, because this is one of those days and it's time to make some phone calls. The controversy stems from what's called the Hobby Lobby Bill, also known as the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, similar to the one that was introduced yesterday in the Montana House of Representatives. In Georgia's case, the bill has been hijacked by Democrats and liberal Republicans who want to amend the bill to strip religious freedoms from Christian businesses. The language would specifically deny Religious Freedom Restoration Act protections to businesses like Hobby Lobby, Conestoga Wood Products, and Chick-fil-A, which are for-profit businesses whose owners essentially operate as ministries. Could the same thing happen here in Montana? It's entirely possible, and in fact, it's already happened. Many of you recall the case of John Lane, a pharmacist from Broadus, who was dragged before the Montana Board of Pharmacy for his refusal to sell abortifacients because of his deeply held religious beliefs. Facing the loss of his license, he eventually won, but not before much time, effort, and expense. The bill before the Montana House would force the government to show a compelling state interest before being allowed to curtail someone's religious freedom. This is current law at the federal level. 19 states have passed Hobby Lobby bills, and Indiana will sign theirs into law shortly. It seems like a no-brainer, but the opponents were out in mass at yesterday's hearing, led by former Montana Supreme Court Justice Jim Nelson, an admitted atheist, and groups like Planned Parenthood and the ACLU. The hearing went on for nearly 3 hours, with state agencies predicting a massive increase in lawsuits against the state for violations of religious freedom. Justice Nelson even used the term anarchy. The only thing is that none of this has been a problem in those states that already have Religious Freedom Restoration Acts. One of the best quotes showing the need for this type of legislation comes from Kai Feldblum, President Obama's pick to run the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, who said, "When push comes to shove, when religious liberty and sexual liberty conflict, I'm having a hard time coming up with any case in which religious liberty should win." To which we respond, "Religious liberty should always win, because it's embodied in the very First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution." If you believe religious freedom should be protected, please call the members of the House Judiciary Committee and ask them to vote yes on the Hobby Lobby bill. That number is 444-4800. That's 444-4800. Because when it comes to constitutional rights, you either defend them or you lose them. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofty, reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.